Today's daf is Beya Daf Ches, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, HaShoichet Chaya V'Oif B'Yontif V'Chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaya Moshe Ben Frumit, Chaya Moshe Ben Esther, and Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Hinda Chaya Bas HaChover Yaakov. So the Mishnah at the very, very beginning of the Masechta mentioned three machloikesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all negeya hilchas yontif. In all cases, Beis Shammai is uncharacteristically makel, and Beis Hillel is machmer. The first, which has taken up the overwhelming majority of what we've learned so far in Masechta's Beya, deals with the Beya Shenol de Beyonta. Beis Shammai was Mekel, they said Teyachel, Beis Hillel was Machmer, and said Moi Teyachel. The second, which the Gemara discussed for only several lines, discussed the shear of Chametz as it relates to the Isser Bal Yeroi U Bal Yematze. Beis Shammai says the shear Sa'ar is Bekezayis, Chametz, however, is a larger shear, more Kuladig, a koisevis. Beis Hillel said, zevis epi kezayis. Both sa'ar and chametz both have the shir kezayis. The Gemara now is going to discuss the third of the three machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that deals with the mitzvah of kisui hadam. So the little bit of background that we need for the Gemara today is that there's a mitzvah sase d'oraisa called kisui hadam. The mitzvah states that if somebody shechts a chaya, as opposed to a behemoth, or an oif, a bird, the halacha is he has an obligation to not allow the dam to remain exposed, but rather he has to take offer and cover the blood. The pasuk says, v'kisohu ba'offer, which teaches us that you have to take offer and you have to cover the blood. That is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, just like the mitzvah of tefillin and sukkah and tkiya shoferis. The Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussed, how do you deal with the mitzvah of kisui hadam on yontif? On yontif, you're allowed a shecht. Shechita is a melacha of oichel nefesh, and as a result, you're allowed to shecht an animal on yontif. The question is, if somebody shechts a chaya and a noif, now there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, so can you do kisui hadam on yontif, or can you not do kisui hadam on yontif? Now, the truth is, and this is important as far as understanding the daf goes, what would be the issue of doing kisui hadam? Meaning, why would you think you can't do kisui hadam? And really, what's going to emerge is a few things. Number one, kisui hadam involves, potentially, doesn't have to, but it may involve digging dirt so that you will now have dirt to be able to cover the blood. To dig on yontif is a problem, just like digging on Shabbos is a problem. It's one of the lametes malachas of chayresh. Another thing that you can have is when you do the kisui hadam, taking the kisui hadam and smoothing it out over the blood, that could be a problem of toichen. So toichen is when you grind something. So by taking dirt and smoothing it and taking big clumps and refining it a little bit, so that's what's known as ketisha, which would be a toldo of toichen. That could be another potential problem. If when you dig up the offer, you create a ditch, you may have a problem of boina. Another thing to consider is mukta. Dirt is traditionally mukta. So if you're going to take offer and you're going to now do kisui hadam, you may run into a mukta problem. Another thing that maybe you would have to consider is tircha, because by doing kisui hadam or digging, that may involve some element of tircha. And that may be an issue as well. Either way, so there are some things off the top of our heads we can come up with why the Tanam would have had a discussion of whether you can do kisui hadam or you cannot do kisui hadam. Regardless, the Mishnah said that what's the halacha? Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah said, going back to that Beis Amid Aleph, Hashoichet Chai Ba'if Fiyantav. Somebody shechts a Chai Ba'if Fiyantav. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai said, Yachbar B'deker V'yachas. You could take a deker, that's some sort of farming instrument. You could take your proverbial shovel, dig up a little bit of dirt, and do kisui hadam. That's what you would do if it was a regular Tuesday. You could do it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says, lo yishchet. You can't shech. Unless you had offer that was prepared from before Yom Tov, it's not okay to get involved in this situation. However, Beis Hillel was moed, shim shachat, that if you did shech, sheyach bar bedekav yichaset, that b'diyeved, it's okay. And the reason is, she'efa kira muchanhu, because the ashes of an oven are considered prepared. Now, the last line of the Mishnah, the reason if you have offer if you shechted b'di'eved, you can do kizi adam, is because ashes of an oven are prepared. Who said anything about ashes? Who said anything about an oven? We're talking l'chura about digging dirt out of a ground. Afar is dirt, afar is ashes. They're not the same thing, so the Gemara is going to address that. But there's a machlokes b'shamim b'sil. It's a little unclear what the machlokes b'shamim b'sil is. From the simple reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like the machlokes is, l'katchila, are you allowed to go and shech the chay v'oif in the event that you didn't have afar prepared to do kisi adam? B'shamai says, yes. Beisul said, lo yishchot, you should not. However, the Mishnah said, umoydim, that Beisul's moyda, that if you shecht it already, you could do kisi adam. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to go into a technical analysis, just trying to understand pashup shot, what the machlokes is between Beisham and Beisul. So sometimes when the Gemara analyzes the machlokes tanam, we're trying to figure out the hezber of the two opinions. We're trying to figure out the source of the two opinions. There may be any baya that the Gemara is not sure what exactly each one of the Tanam said. The Gemara's initial discussion of the Mishnah is going to be, it's not even clear what exactly the machloikis between Beisham Yisrael was, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out Pashup Pshat the Ivritaj, what exactly was the machloikis Beisham Yisrael. Not the lumdus of the machloikis, but Pashup, what is the machloikis? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Hashoychit Chai Va'ipiyantav. Those were the opening words of this third machloikis between Beisham Yisrael. So the Gemara makes an immediate diak. Hashoychit, the word Hashoychit implies the evident lakatchil aloy. It sounds like we're talking about Bidiyev, meaning Beisil said, or Beishamai said, Hashoychit Chai Va'if Biyantif, Beishamai Yoimrim, Yachber Bedekav Yichasa. But it sounds like only Bidiyev. Meaning even Beishamai, who's the Mekel in the Mishnah, who allows you to do Kisi Adam, you can even dig up dirt to do Kisi Adam, it's only Hashoychit Bidiyev. However, the Katchila, it sounds like it's not okay. Ema Seifa, but the Gemara says, look at the Seifa. Beisil said, Lo Yishchoy, you're not allowed to Shecht. What does that sound like? Michlal the Tanakama Sava Yishchoy. It sounds like the Tanakama holds that you are allowed to shecht. So on the one hand, the word hashoychit sounds like only b'di'evit you're allowed to shecht. This is Beis Shammai talking. But then Beis Hillel said lo yishchot. Beis Hillel's arguing with Beis Shammai. So if Beis Hillel's the one that said lo yishchot, it sounds like Beis Shammai holds really you are allowed to shecht. But because something more says holy kasha, I don't think that's a question. Because when Beis Hillel says lo yishchot, they're not saying lo yishchot, that's their chiddush, as opposed to Beis Shammai, who holds Yishchai l'katchila. Really, even Beis Shammai holds lo Yishchai l'katchila. So what did Beis Hillel mean when they said lo Yishchai? What they meant was, lo Yishchai v'yachaser kamar. You're not supposed to shech, and even if you shechted, you still can't do kisi adam. In other words, Beis Shammai holds you shouldn't shech l'katchila, but b'di'evit you can do kisi adam. Beis Hillel is saying, lo Yishchai, you're not allowed to shech l'katchila, and even b'di'evit you can't do kisi adam. But the Gemara says, it's not true. Eim ha'seifa, it's not what Beis Hillel said. U'moidim shem shachat. Beis Hillel says that we agree that if you shech, sheyach b'dak v'yachaser, that you could do kisi adam. Michlal, that would seem to imply the reisha lav the eved hu, that no, everybody agrees that b'di eved, if you did the shechita, you'd be able to do the kisi adam. What then is the machloikis? The machloikis is, are you allowed to shecht or you're not allowed to shecht? Beis Hillel's machmer, they hold you're not allowed to shecht. Beis Shammai's mekel, they hold that you are allowed to shecht, meaning reisha lav the eved hu. Beis Shammai holds that shechting is not b'di'evit. What's the problem? Hashoychet di'evit in. The word hashoychet seems to suggest not that way. In other words, the Gemara is saying that it's clear from the Mishnah, from the toichen of the Mishnah, that the machloikis Shammai Yisrael is, are you allowed to shech l'katchila, are you not allowed to shech l'katchila? The problem is, Beis Shammai, whose shita seems to be that you're allowed to shech l'katchila, said hashoychet chai v'oif b'yantif, and the word hashoychet in Aramaic grammar, in Lashon Kodesh grammar, means b'di'evet. So afraid the Gemara, if Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to shech l'katchila, why did they use the word hashoychet, which suggests b'di'evet? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba, explain, hachi kamar, this is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Hashoychet shebali malech, meaning usually the word hashoychet means if someone shecht it already. It happened. It's in the past tense. Here it means something else. It means ashoichet. Not hashoichet, someone that shechted, but hashoichet, the slaughterer. The shoichet, who is Bali Malik. He comes now to a Rav and he tells him, I'm going to shecht on Yontif, and I would like to. I have an obligation to do Kisei Adam. It's going to be a Chayoif. How do I go about it? So Kate said, what are you supposed to do? B'shamim, B'shamim says, shchoit, go to Katchil, shecht, chafar, and then dig, v'kasei, and do Kisei Adam. B'shul says, they're going to say, lo yishchoit, you're not allowed to shecht the Katchil, elim kein hoi loy, offer mucham, unless he had offer prepared. stating that Bezil's Moidah, but yeah, but if you shechted, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yosef said a similar teretz to Rabbah, but a little bit different. Hachi comment. This is the way you read the Mishnah. Hashoychet Shebali Malach. Again, Hashoychet doesn't mean someone that shechted already in the past tense, but we're talking about a slaughterer that comes to ask a Rav Shailo. What's the Rav going to tell him? Bishamli says, we would tell him, Emeloi, Lei Chafar, go dig, Shchoit, and then shecht. The Kasei, and do kisi adam. Yisrael says lo yishchayt. They would tell him no, don't shecht. Elim kain hayoloi afer mucham ibayit yoim. But the point is that when the Mishnah says hashoychit, even though ordinarily it means b'di'evet, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef both said it doesn't mean b'di'evet. What then does it mean? It means a shoychit or the shoychit that comes limalech. He wants to know what to do. So we have. What we would tell him, according to Beis Shammai, the Shechet walks in, he says, what could I do on Yat? We would tell him, Shecht away, it's fine. Beis Shammai would say, Lo Yishchet, unless you prepared it. B'dievet, everyone's going to agree, it's okay. So at the end of the day, what's the machlokes with Mishnah and Beis Shammai? Are you allowed to shecht l'katchila, or are you not allowed to shecht l'katchila? Beis Shammai says you can shecht l'katchila even if you don't have any offer prepared. Beis Shammai says you can't shecht l'katchila unless you have offer prepared. I had said hashoichet. Hashoichet doesn't mean you shechted in the past tense. Hashoichet means the shoichet that comes to ask a shayla. But it's interesting that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they both explained the mission the same way. I mean, they both answered the question the same way. Hashoichet doesn't mean you shechted b'di'evet, but it means eish shoichet, they came to ask a question, but they said different terutzim. A very, very subtle difference. Rabbi said, Hashoichet habali molich. What would Beis Shammai say? Shchoit, shecht, chafar, dig, v'kaseh and dukisi adam. Right, that's the order. First you shech, then you dig up offer, then you do kisi adam. What did Rabbi Yosef say? We would tell him, chafar, dig, then shchoit, and then do kisi adam. So he changed the order. So Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Abaye turned to Rav Yosef, and he said, Rebbe, I noticed that you and Rabbah said the same teretz. You answered the question. You explained the word hashoich in the same exact way. However, you had a different order. Rabbah's order was shech, dig, kisoy. Your order was dig, shecht, and kisoy. So he told him, Lema mar v'rabba, but the Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Kamiflagi. This clearly a machlokes going on here. Maybe the machlokes is Rabba and Rav Zeira. The Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav. Hashoichet, if someone shecht, chaya or noiv, and you're doing the kisoy adam, tzarech sheyitein, offer lemata v'offer lemala. You have to put offer underneath the dam, and you have to put offer on top of the dam. Meaning, traditionally, you would think of kisi adam as covering the blood with offer. But Rav said that really, there has to be offer underneath it and offer on top. Shenemar, and he learned it from the pasuk that says, v'shafach es damoy v'chisahu be'offer. Offer lo yinemar. It doesn't say cover it with offer. Elo be'offer, in offer, sandwiched in offer. Malamana, we learned from the Rish, Hashaychot Tzarech Sheitin, offer lamata, v'offer lamala. It has to be on the bottom and on the top. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, you know what it sounds like to me? The matter is like the Rav Zeira. Sounds like you hold of what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav. That's why you picked the order of first dig, then shecht, and then do kisoy. Why do you have to dig before you shecht? Because you have to make sure there's going to be offer underneath the blood. So you can't shecht yet. So first you dig up offer, you put the offer on the ground, then you shecht, the dam lands on the offer, and then you do the kisui on top. However, Rabbi Leslie, the Rav Zeira, Rabbi doesn't hold the Rav Zeira's chiddush, he holds you just have to cover it with offer, but you don't need a sandwich it with offer, so you don't need offer before the shechita. So first shecht, then dig, and then do kisui. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, Amalei said no. Bein l'didi, bein l'rabba, islam the Rav Zeira. Everybody holds the Rav Zeira. Where Rav Zeira said the name of Rav is not a machloikis. I hold of it. Rabba holds of it as well. The hacha. So why did we have different orders? Because here we're talking about not shechting on a regular day, but we're talking about doing this on Yontif. And the machloikis was Rabba Sava, Rabba held. That even Beis Shammai, that allows you to go ahead l'katchila and shecht on Yontif, that's only if you had offer at least prepared so that when you shech, the dam is going to land on the offer. Again, everybody holds a Rav Zeira, you need offer lamata, then the dam, and then offer lamala. But said Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi, who was his Baal Plukta, was of the opinion you better have the offer prepared lamata. But if not, you can't do the shechita. I would going in Beis Shammai allows you to do the shechita because Beis Shammai was worried, Dilma Mamlech, Veloy Shachit. Maybe after you dug it up, you're going to end up not doing the shechita. And then it's going to come out that by preparing the offer, you did something wrong. If you did the shechita already, then he allows you to prepare the offer. But if you want to prepare offer before the shechita, that's not okay. So if you had it prepared from Mibayid Yayim, it's fine. But otherwise, he doesn't allow you to do it. That's why Rabbi said, first shecht, then do the chafira, and then do the kismi. Don't you have to have the offer before? You do. It must have been prepared. Because if it wasn't prepared, we're not going to allow you to do it. You can't go digging in anticipation that afterwards you're going to do the shechita. Uladidi. However, Rabbi Yosi says, I hold ha'adifa. I disagree with you. I'm not so worried that you're going to do the initial chafira, prepare the offer, and then not do the shechita. In fact, I want you, dafka, in the event that you didn't prepare the offer, according to Beis Shammai, go ahead and prepare it. Because Eloi Sharas, if you're not going to do asim nu simchas yantiv, you're going to end up losing out on simchas yantiv, and that's not something we want to do. So the bottom line is, the Gemara just clarified the machloikins between Beis Shammai Yisrael and the Mishnah. What was the machloik Beis Shammai Yisrael and the Mishnah? Are you allowed to shech the katchila if you don't have offer mucham mibayim, or are you not allowed to shech the katchila if you don't have offer mucham? Everybody agrees if you're shechta chayva, if you're allowed to go and dig in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam. The question is, the katchila, can I shecht if I don't have it prepared or can I not? Beis Shammai says you can. Beis Sul says you cannot. That's the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Sul. Gemara had a technical problem. It says hashoyche sounds like only b'di'evet you're allowed to do it according to Beis Shammai. It sounds like the katchila you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara clarified hashoyche doesn't mean if you did it in the past tense. Hashoyche means hashoyche taboli malach. If you're a shoyche and you're coming to ask a shayla, we'll tell you Beis Shammai would. You're allowed a shech. Basil would say, unless you prepared it, don't do it. But the evid, yeah. But the katchila, not. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, when they explained Shittas Beis Shammai, there was one subtle difference between the two. Rabbi said that Beis Shammai would tell you, shech, dig, kisoy. Rabbi Yosef said we would say, dig, shech, and then do kisoy. And the Gemara said that, why would you dig first? Says the Gemara, the reason you would dig first is because Rabbi Zeira said a chiddush that everybody agrees with. And that is that when you do kisei adam, that has to be first offer, then the dam, and then you have to do the kisoy. So that's why you're digging first. You're digging first to be mekayim the mitzvah of the kisoy be'offer, sandwich in an offer. So it has to be offer underneath, then you put the dam, and then you put the top layer of offer. If that's the case, why did Rabbi say shecht, then dig? L'chur, you have to dig first. Because Rabbi held that according to Beis Shammai, unless you have that first layer of offer prepared, you're not allowed to shech the katchila. He only allows you to shech the katchila if you don't have the offer that's going to cover the dam. But if you don't have the lower layer, that's not okay. Why? Because he's afraid that you may never end up doing the shechita. Once you do the shechita, you have a heter to do all the kisei adam. But if you didn't do the shechita yet, then that, Rabbi Yosef didn't agree with that, and that's why he holds that even if you didn't have that lower layer, so in other words, at the end of the day, there's machloik, is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Pashup Shat, how to understand the Shita of Beis Shammai. The Mishnah said, Umoidim, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel both agree, She'im Shachat, She'yachbar, Bedeke V'yachasa, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel agree that in the event that you shechted, that your ladder, go ahead and dig, so that you will cover up the blood. Rabbi Zreiko said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Fushi yesh leideka na utz mebayyan. That's only okay if at the very least you took the shovel and you stuck it into the ground. Erev Yantim. I mean, even though Beis Hillel says that it's okay to shech, even if you didn't prepare off, I mean, it's not okay to katchila to shech, but b'di'evet, if once you shech, if you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do the kisei adam, you can dig and do what you need to do for kisei adam. But a very, very important caveat. That's only if the deker was not by yom. The shovel was in the ground from before yontif. But if the shovel wasn't in the ground before yontif, then it's not going to be okay. So if the shovel's in the ground before yontif, yeah. If not, not. Now, the Gemara understands, what's the mile of having the shovel in the ground? Like this, you're not doing malacha. That's what the Gemara understands. You're not going to be doing malacha. Now, what malacha are you alleviating by having the shovel in the ground? I guess you're not digging. If you stick the shovel in the ground, so now you're a chayrish, you're a digger, that's going to be a problem. If, however, it was in the ground already, so maybe it's not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, even if the shovel's in the ground, so maybe you alleviated your chayrish problem, but for kovet ketisha, at the same time, you're still going to be crushing the dirt when you do the actual kisoy. That doesn't help by having the shovel in the ground. So if Beis Hillel tells you, keep the shovel in the ground, because otherwise I don't want you doing malacha for kisei adam on yontif, so had you accomplished alleviating all the concerns by having the shovel in the ground? At the end of the day, yeah, the one issue of chayresh maybe you took care of. You're not digging a ditch anymore. By the way, it could be muktzah is also not a problem. If you have the shovel in the ground, maybe it's considered that the offer is prepared, you're not going to have muktzah. But what about koitesh? Amar Rabchi Barashi, Amar Rav, so Rabchi Barashi said the name of Rab, ba'ofrati kayach. No, it could be Beis Hillel doesn't allow you to be koitesh either. It doesn't allow you to crush the offer. That would be a toild of toichin, like we said. That would be an issue. But maybe it's talking about where it was very soft offer. If it's soft offer, that was never an issue in
in the first place. You can create a ditch. When you take the shovel out, so now you're creating a ditch, and that's a toiled of baina. So he wants it's not a problem. If somebody digs a ditch on Shabbos, but he only needs to offer, he doesn't need the actual ditch, potter alel, he's going to be potter. So being that the only time you chayev for creating a ditch, the only time it's considered boina is if you actually need the ditch, but if you just want to offer, it's not going to be a problem. So over here, you just want to offer, you want to do the kisei adam, therefore that's not going to be an issue. So a very important caveat in the sugya. Reb Zrika said this in the name of Reb Yehuda, and that is that the only time that, according to Beis Hillel, b'di'evit, if you shecht it, you could do kisei adam, is if there's not going to be any real malachas happening. But if you're going to be doing a real malacha, we're not going to allow you to do it. So again, what were the potentials for the real malachas? Number one, I'm digging a ditch. I'm a chayfer. That's a told of chayrish. You have to have a deck of nuts. The shovel would have been in the ground. Once a shovel's in the ground, you're not a chayrish anymore. What about when you smoothen the offer on top of the dam? Isn't that toicheth? What the Gemara calls ketisha, you're crushing the offer. Or it says offer tichayach, it was a very soft offer. You can't do ketisha on offer tichayach. What about boina? You're building a ditch. That's a whole nother malacha. When you take the offer out, you created the ditch. The shovel in the ground doesn't help me for that. Mar says, nah, if you don't only need the offer, that's never going to be considered chayrish. What about muktzah? We mentioned muktzah could be a problem. So I guess you'd have to say that from the fact that the shovel is in the ground, that makes the offer prepared. And as a result, muktzah is not going to be an issue either. Zog de Gemara. She efer kira muchanu. So Bissol says, like a tchilu yinah let a shech, but the evit, if you shechted, their moida, she yach bevedek v'yichas, it's okay. Reb Zrika said the name Reb Yehuda only if the shovel's actually in the ground. And then they gave a reason. Why? Because the efer of the kira, the ashes of the kira muchanu. We said it's sisrei Torah. What does efer kira muchanu have to do with anything? Fake the Gemara, efer kira mandek hashmei. Who said anything about efer kira? So I'm a rabbi. So a rabbi said you have to edit the Mishnah. A very critical edit. Hachi kamar, not she efer kira, the efer kira muchanu. She efer kira sounds like it's a continuation. It's not a continuation, two different things. Basil says you're allowed to dig out of the ground as long as the shovel was in the ground. That has nothing to do with the ashes of Akira. Basil is saying you should just know, FYI, the Eif Akira Mukhan, that the ashes of Akira are considered Mukhan, and because the ashes of Akira are considered Mukhan, you can always do Kisa Adam with the ashes of Akira. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Lo Yishanu. This that we said, that the ashes of Akira are considered Mukhan, not Muktzah, and you're allowed to use it for Kisei Adam, that's only true if these ashes were already available Erev Yontif. Meaning, you heated up an oven Erev Yontif, there were ashes in the oven from Erev Yontif, so those ashes on Yontif are considered Mukhan, they're not considered Muktzah, you can use it for Kisei Adam. But let's say the ashes were created on Yontif, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yontif, and then on Yontif, the Kira developed ashes inside of it, also that would be considered muktzah. So if the ashes were mukhan before yontif, then yeah, if not, not. This is a little bit of chiddush, because the ashes really come from the wood, and it comes from the coals, it comes from what you have in the oven. Those things are not muktzah, so you would have thought the ashes are also not muktzah. But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is the ashes themselves are muktzah, so if the ashes were already prepared erev yontif, that's basil in the Mishnah, ve'efer kira mukhanu. If the ashes, however, weren't prepared before yontif, then it's not going to be considered mukhan. Then he said, did Rav, v'imroi litzleis by beitza mutter. If, however, these ashes are still vibrant enough, they're potent enough, that you can at least roast an egg on it, so even though they're technically ashes, but they're still considered fire, they're still considered coals, and being that the coals were not muktzah, this wouldn't be considered muktzah either. So if you would have ashes on Yontif, wasn't prepared before Yontif, really you wouldn't be able to use it. But as long as the ashes have some potency to it, then we don't consider them ashes in halacha, and therefore you would be able to do kisei adam with these ashes as long as they have the ability to roast in it. Tanya nami hachi, a braisa that says, shamar efer kira muchan, and when we said efer kira is muchan, like amar elosh huzik me'er yontif, it's only if the ashes were prepared every yontif, but huzik me'er yontif, but if these ashes were prepared on yontif itself, asr, it's going to be asr, right? Let's play beitzah. If, however, the ashes are such that you can roast an egg on it, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Another halacha, the braisa says, hichnis ofen l'ginasar l'churvas, if somebody took offer and he brought it into his garden, he brought it into his churva, mutter lechasis by the halach is, you're allowed to use it for kisei adam. This offer is not going to be considered muktzah. So the Gemara now is going to discuss this idea a little bit. V'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, machnis adam aloi kupasai offer. A person can take a kupa, a basket full of offer, dirt. V'oisa by kol tzarchai, and he can do whatever he wants to do with it on yontif. Now, this is a chiddush, because afar is usually considered mukta 101. Your classic mukta is afar. However, if a person takes a kupa, a basket full of afar, he brings it into his house, Shabbos, Yontif, you prepared it, we don't look at it as regular afar, and oisava called tzarkai. The halach is, it's not going to be considered mukta. Dorish marzutra, mishmeida marzutra rab, it's marzutra said in the name marzutra rab. But who, the only time this is Jewish, ichle karen's afar. That's if you put it in a corner. Or more specifically, Rashi says, v'loi shitcha. You didn't spread it on the ground. Meaning, in the olden days, people didn't have floors like we have today. So if somebody brought afar into his house and he put it on the floor, it becomes part of the floor. The afar on the floor is mukta. When we say, machnas adam alayku pasay afar, vaysavay kal tzarka, that you can bring afar into your house and do whatever you want with it, what we're talking about is where you didn't spread it on the floor. Because once you spread it on the floor, at that point, it's for sure going to be mukta. It becomes batal to the floor, it's mukta. When is it not mukta? If it's Yichev like Karen's office. It's in its own corner, meaning it's not spread on the ground. If it's not spread on the ground, then it's going to be okay. So again, what's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush? Because it's going to be the topic of the next part of the daf. Machnis adam malay kupasay offer. You could take a kupa full of offer, bring it into your house. As long as it's prepared, it doesn't become part of the dirt on the ground. And the halach is, it's not mukta. Meis face, and the Gemara based on that, asks a kasha from a Mishnah, Mesachtes Chulin, which talks about the infamous kvi. Some say koi. But the infamous kvi. So the kvi was an animal that in halacha was considered a safik chaya, safik behema. So as relates to the mitzvah of kisei adam, for example, in you have a safik where you have a mitzvah of kisei adam. On the side it's a chaya, you have a mitzvah of kisei adam. On the side that it's a behema, you don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. Another nafkemina in halacha with a kvi is regarding its chaylev. So the chaylev, certain fats of a behema, you're not allowed to eat. Those same fats of a chaya, you are allowed to eat. If a kfi is a behemo, you have an isr chaylev. If it's a chaya, you don't have an isr chaylev. So the kfi comes up in different sugyas, primarily Masechtas Chulin, where we discuss the nature of this kfi, safik chaya, safik behemo. So we're going to look at it from the standpoint of kisei adam. That's very much the topic of the daf. So it says the Mishnah, Chulin, daf ayin tes, omid beis. Kvi ein shoychte noisei v'yantif. A kvi, you're not allowed to shechta yantif, like a tchila. V'im shoychte, if you went ahead and shechta, ein mechassin as domer. You're not allowed to do kisei adam. So you can't do kisei adam with a kvi. Says the Gemara. Now, v'i isa. If what Rav Yehuda d'Amor just said is true, that you're allowed to take offer, prepare it before yantif, it's not going to be considered mukta, and you can do kisei adam, l'kasye. Why shouldn't you be able to do kisei adam? Kidi Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda said. Meaning, the Mishnah says you can't do kisei adam with a kvi. Presumably, the reason is because a kvi is a safik chay, a safik behem. On the side, it's a chay, you have a mitzvah kisei adam. But on the side that it's behem, you don't have a mitzvah kisei adam. So, mi safik, you're not allowed to do kisei adam. Now, during the week, of course, you do kisei adam. But we're talking about a yontif. Yontif, there's a bidiyevit situation over here. So, therefore, we don't want you to do kisei adam. So, Gemara's kash is why not? Probably because it's a safik, so you're going to have to violate some sort of isser. Who said you have to violate an isser? Now, in our Mishnah, we're violating isurim. We're digging, we're clapping. Okay, but it doesn't have to be that way. That's a bidiyevit situation. Bisham Bisol debated that. But what if a person has offer that's prepared? So you would think that it's okay. So ordinarily you would say that maybe it's a problem because there's no way to have offer prepared that doesn't have halachic issues. Why? Because at the very least, it's always going to be mukta. But if you're telling me, machnas adam alayku pasay offer, vayisavakal tzarchay, you could take offer and do whatever you want with it. That means it's possible to have offer that's not mukta. So why can't you do kisei adam with a kvi? Have offer that you prepared, it's not mukta, and go ahead and do kisei adam. So the Gemara's kash is that if Rabbi Yehuda's right, you can have offer that's not mukta, then why can't you do kisei adam? Zok the Gemara, litamech, I don't understand what you want from Rabbi Yehuda. According to you, the kasev efekira, ibadekanot, there's other ways to prepare it, right? If a kira, the Mishnah said, the ashes of a kira is for sure considered prepared. It's not mukta. If you have a deka, you have a shovel that's in the ground. So now the offer is not mukta. There's ways to do it. So what did the Mishnah mean when it said that you don't do kisei adam? Oh, the lesser means you don't have all those options available. So now you have to start digging. Oh, does the Mishnah that even though Bishamay says the katchilo you're allowed to do kisei adam on yontif, and they still says only b'diavad you're allowed to do it. But when it comes to a kfi, which is a suffix, then you're not allowed to do it. But the point is, obviously the Mishnah's talking about we don't have those options. So what do you want for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is just giving you another example of what prepared would be. But he's not the only example of prepared. There are others, and if you have a problem in light of this Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, then obviously the only way to learn the Mishnah is talking about, well, you don't have those options available. So no, if you don't have the options that we know about available, they'll just tack on Rabbi Yehuda as being another option you don't have available. So the Gemara says, one second, if the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin is talking about, well, you don't have your traditional options available, Yochi Mayer Yasafik, Afilu Vadai Namiloi, then even a Vadai wouldn't be okay. Why? Because even Beis Hillel only allows you to do it if you have some sort of option available. What was the option? Beis Hillel said, if you have the deka that was already not with Smeboy Yoim, only then it's going to be okay. Because the Gemara said that even though the Mishnah said, Umayda Beis Hillel's Moida, Sheim Shachat Sheyachbar, that could be Yechasa, but Rav Zrika said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, two lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, Fushi Yechli, that could not Smeboy Yoim. It's only if the shovel was in the ground already, Smeboy Yoim. So obviously, there has to be some option available. On some level, this had to have been Mukhan, at the very least. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah's talking about where there's nothing Mukhan, that even if it was a vaday chaya, it wouldn't be okay. So Gemara says, "Enokei nami loy mi ba yikama." You're right. The chiddush of the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin is not that if nothing's prepared, you can't do kisi adam. Because if nothing's prepared according to Beis Hillel, you can never do kisi adam, even via vaday chaya. So meaning loy mi ba yivaday loy lishchoy. Avos sofik emim shum simchas yontiv lishchoy for loy lekasi kamashman. The chiddush of the Mishnah over there was that you would have thought that maybe over here, you don't have to worry about it. And the reason is because maybe being that there's only a suffix that you have to do kisi adam, so maybe, lekatchila, you're allowed to shecht, assume the tzad that you don't have to do kisi adam, like this, you won't have to worry about the kisi adam in the first place. Meaning, buy an animal, that's for sure a chaya, so you vadeh have a mitzvah of kisi adam. Maybe the Beis Hillel says that if you have nothing prepared at all, you don't even have a shovel in the ground, you can't shecht. That's because you for sure have a mitzvah of kisi adam. But the chiddush is that by the kvi, maybe it's only a suffix you have a mitzvah of kisi adam, so you would have thought you were allowed a shecht kamash malon, that's the chiddush. So in other words, the chiddush is not that you can't do the kisi adam if nothing's prepared. The chiddush is that you're not allowed a shecht if nothing's prepared. But the Gemara says, that's very nice to explain the chiddush of the Reisha. But the Sefer also said something. Meaning the Reisha said, you shouldn't shecht. I hear, that's a very big chiddush. But the Midik Tani Sefer, at the end of the day, the Sefer said, im shechta, ein mechasen es damoy, that if you shecht, you're not allowed to do kisim, mechla, but the isle yaskin. It sounds like there's some chiddush in the Sefer, the Gemara says. And if there's a chiddush, obviously it's talking about where something was prepared. And if something was prepared, what's the Gemara's kasha? Then why is it that you... What do we want from Rabbi Yehuda? It's a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the offer should be able to be used. Forget about the offer. You should be able to use the efakira, whatever else might have been prepared. So the Gemara says, "Elam Rabba." So Rabba said, "Efakira muchan levadai, ve'en muchan lesafik." You have to say to answer this kasha. Meaning, at this point, we're just trying to understand Pashup Shad in what the safe of the Brisa means. Why is it that you can't do Kisei Adam with a Kvi? As long as you have something prepared, you should be able to do it. So the Gemara said that Rabbi said Pshad is because Efer Kira is Muchan Levadai, but it's not Muchan Lesafek. That if a person has Efer Kira prepared, so it only works for something that you Vadai need, but it doesn't work for something that's only a suffix. A new chiddush, Efa Kira, for example, is considered muchan, but only for vadai, but it's not considered muchan le suffix. Says the Gemara, the suffix, my time alloy. What's the reason it would have been considered muchan le suffix? Meaning, why wouldn't you be able to use a misafik even though it's muchan? Again, what the Gemara is saying is that even if it's muchan, but at the end of the day, it's not going to help you for where you only have a suffix mitzvah. If you have a vadai mitzvah, then the muchan's going to help you. But if all you have is a suffix mitzvah, it's not going to help you. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? The kavod guma. At the end of the day, because you're digging a ditch. So being that it's only a suffix, even if it's prepared, but Lamaisi is still digging a ditch. By taking the Efer Kira, the Gemara assumes you're digging some sort of ditch, and therefore it's going to be a problem with something. Whereas a Vadai Nami Kavad Gumo, even if it's a Vadai, that will be a problem. Ella, what do you have to say? Kidrababu, that digging a ditch is not a problem. What Malach would be digging a ditch? Boino, it's not a problem unless you need the offer, or in this case you need the Efer. Okay, Nami Kidrababu. So here too, it's also not going to be a problem. Ella, Suffolk, my time. So it'll be the reason that even if it's prepared for a Suffolk, it's not going to help you. There's Dilma of it Ketisha, because maybe we're afraid you're going to end up crushing it. Vadai Nami. If it's a vaday also. So the Gemara says, no, vaday, kinka ovid ketisha. If you do ketisha by a vaday, osi asei v'dochi as lois asei. The reason it's not an issue if you end up doing ketisha by a vaday, because the asei of kisa adam is going to be doicha the lois asei of ketisha. So the Gemara says, emidamina osi asei v'dochi as lois asei gomila b'taras. When do you say asei doicha lois asei? That's, for example, mila b'taras. That's if a baby is born with a nega, a taras on the arlo. So you now let it cut the arlo, that's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to shomer minega tzaras, but at the same time you have a mitzvah of milo. So that's a milo, is doichad alois, that's a have tzaras. Inami tzadim and tzitzis. Or you're wearing a beggar, that's shatnez, it's also tzitzis. There you say, I say doichad alois, I say, in the kama akalav, kama akim lase. Because the asay and the lois, I say, are happening at the same time. But hocha over here, but in the kama akalav, like kama akim lase, the two things are not happening at the same time, because the kisei adam doesn't happen until you actually cover it, and the lois, I say, you're ready over once you do the ketisha. Tomorrow says, holy kasha, the bahadi, the kotish, kamachsi, that maybe it's talking about when you did it at the same time. Meaning, could be there is an eitz of asei doichel lois asei. But the Gemara says, soif, yontav asei velois aseihu, vein asei doichel lois asei vasei. Either way, there's no way that you could say asei doichel lois asei when it comes to kisei adam. Why? Because kisei adam is an asei, and yontif is an asei and a lois asei. There's a lois asei, you're not allowed to do malacha, but there's also an asei that says you have to rest on yontif. So asei is not doichel lois asei vasei. So says the Gemara again. The question was that why can't you do kisei adam with a kvi? Because the Safik Chai is Safik Behema, why is that a problem? At the end of the day, as long as you prepared Afar or Afar, everything should be okay. So the Gemara said, maybe the reason is because at the end of the day, being that it's only a Safik, you can end up doing an Avera, and the Safik Mitzvah can't be Doicha the Avera. The Vadai Mitzvah can be Doicha the Avera. The Safik Mitzvah can't be Doicha the Avera. The Gemara says, it's not true. The Vadai Mitzvah can't either be Doicha the Avera. To the extent that you're worried about a real Avera over here, the Vadai Mitzvah can't be Doicha the Avera. Why not? Because there's no Asei Doicha Lois Asei. Asei Doicha Lois Asei works for a regular Lois Asei, but it doesn't work for Yontif, which is an Asei and a Lois Asei. It's like, what's the difference, the Gemara is saying, between doing Kisei Adam with a Kvi and doing Kisei Adam with a regular Chaya? Elamai Rava, Rava said, what Rabbi meant to say was, Efekira Daita Levadai, the Ein Daita Lesafik. Efekira is considered Muchan, but it's only Muchan for something that you for sure need. But something that you may need, it's never considered muchan. So it's muchan for a vada, it's not muchan for a safik. When we said that the eifek kira and the hachana of the afar, whatever it is, doesn't help for the kfi, we didn't mean because at the end of the day, even if it's muchan, there's still only a safik mitzvah. What we meant to say was, is that the whole svar of muchan only helps for something that you for sure need. It's a svar of mukta. Something can be considered muchan if you're vada going to need it. But it can't be considered muchan if there's only a suffix that you're going to need it. And the Gemara says, "Vaz Rava l'tamei." This svara that Rava just said is Rava l'shitasa. Dama Rava said, "Hifkins asa l'chasas by tzaya." If somebody brought offer into his house, and the reason was he was going to use it to cover tzaya, so tzaya of one of his children. So the halacha is, Rashi says, in such a situation, if he was afraid of the tzaya of his child, so you brought the offer inside, you're allowed to use it. So what happens if someone brought offer l'chasis by tzayim, what to l'chasis by dam tzipor? You're allowed to use it now to cover the dam of a tzipor. Dam tzipor. If, however, you brought it to cover the dam of a tzipor, also l'chasis by tzayim. You're allowed to use it to cover the tzay. What's the reason? Tzay is a suffix if this is going to be. It's a suffix if you're going to need the offer to cover the tzay. Not necessarily will the tinaik have tzay in a way that you're going to need the offer to cover it. The dam tzipor, you were intending on shechting a tzipor, you're going to need it. So if somebody prepared offer for tzaya, which is a safik, mutar l'chasis by dam tzipar, you're allowed to use it for dam tzipar, which is a vada. But if you prepared it for something that you're vada going to need, also l'chasis by tzaya, you can't use it for something you're safik going to need. Because something that's muchan for a vada is not considered muchan for a safik. Nar Beloi said, afilu hichnis offer l'chasis by dam tzipar, mutar l'chasis by tzaya. That if a person brought offer to cover a dam tzipar, you're allowed to use it l'chasis tzaya. This is something that you're going to be allowed to use, and the reason is because they hold that even tzaya is considered a vaday. The Gemara says, "Amri b'mar Rava, pligi b'Rabbi Yosi bar Chama v'Rav Zeir." Amilo Rava b'Rei Rabbi Yosi bar Chama v'Rav Zeir. Chadam on one side, kvi areu k'tzaya. A kvi is like tzaya. A kvi is a safik. So if you had offer to shech the kvi, it's really a safik. Tzaya is also considered a safik. Safik, if the tinek is going to have tzaya, is not going to have tzaya. Chadam on one side, kvi ain't a k'tzaya. That a kvi is not like a tzaya. Kvi is a safik, but tzaya is not a safik. Same the Rav who d'amar kvi areu k'tzaya. All right, the Rav is the one that said kvi is k'tzaya. Amar Rav, we just said hichten safik chasabay tzaya, mutal chasabay dam tzipor. Somebody brought offer to cover tzaya, he's allowed to use it to cover dam tzipor. But dam tzipor also chasas by tzaya. But if he brought it to cover dam tzipor, you're not allowed to use tzaya. What do you see from there? Because tzaya is considered a safik. So obviously Rav is the one that said kvi areu k'tzaya, because kvi is considered a safik need, and he obviously holds like that tzaya is also considered a safik. Tis daim. Rami b'rei de Rabbi Yeva Amar. Rav b'rei de Rabbi Yomi said something else. Kfi haynu time. You want to know why not do kisei adam with a kfi? To loy mechzina and gzeir mishum ataras chel. Because we're afraid if you're going to do kisei adam with a kfi, people are going to go ahead and assume that the kfi was a vaday chaya, and people are going to be matter the chela. So a kfi is a safik chaya, safik behim. You do kisei adam luchumra because maybe it's a chaya. But then again, there's also a chumra on the tzad behema. The chela of a behema you're not allowed to eat. The chela of a chaya you are allowed to eat. So Rami Breda Rav Yeva said that the reason Chazal said you can't do Kisei Adam or Kfi is because they were afraid that if you're going to do Kisei Adam or Kfi on Yontif, people are going to think it's a Vadei Chaya and they're going to eat the Chela. And really, it's not a Vadei Chaya, it's a Safik Chaya, but it's also Safik Behema, and therefore the Chela was also Bachila. Afraid to marry Yochi, if that's the case, I feel Bachol Nami, think you shouldn't do Kisei Adam even during the week. So Yomar says, Bachol, Amin Lanaki Chatzeir, Hu Tzarech. If someone does Kisei Adam during the week, you see somebody shoveling during the week, they're going to think you're cleaning up your chatzah. Freit Gemara, Shacha Ba'ashma Mayikulameh. As opposed to on Yantif, where you're not allowed to do work in your field, so they're going to realize it's Kisei Adam, they're going to think it's a chaya, they're going to end up being mat to the chela. Freit Gemara, if somebody shechts on top of garbage, Mayikulameh, Mar, what are you going to say over there? If it's not in your chatzah, so what about there? You're not cleaning up your chatzah. Sakti Gemara, or Bailu Malech, Mayikulameh, Mar. What if somebody comes to ask? Then what? Then what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Ella Bechoil, Misaf Misfeko, Amri Le Rabbonon, Zil Tarach Vekasi, Biyantef, Im Misafko, Mi Amri Le Rabbonon, Zil Tarach Vekasi. If a person is seen doing Kisei Adam during the week, no one's going to necessarily, with a kfi, no one's going to necessarily assume that it's a Vadei Chai, because people will say maybe it's a Safik Chai. However, if you're doing it on Yontif, people are going to assume it's a Vadei Chai, because if it was a Safik Chai, you wouldn't be getting involved in a Safik on Yontif. So even though you're allowed to get involved in a Safik on Yontif, but the optics could be a problem, it could come into an issue where it looks a little bit like it's a Vadei Chai. If it's a Vadei Chai, you're running into Chela problems, and therefore Chazal said that this is not something that you're allowed to do. So the bottom line is, and the Gemara is trying to figure out why a kvi, you're not allowed to do kisei adam anyantiv. A vadei chayo, you could do kisei adam anyantiv. Machloikis, beshami, besol. But when it came to the kvi, the safi chayo, safi behemo, there were more machma for some reason. And the question is why. So first the Gemara said, maybe you can't ever have anything muchen for a safik. There's a new svara. You can't have anything muchen for a safik. That was the first svara that the Gemara gave. The second, and therefore if it's not muchen, it's muktzah, so you have a muktzah problem. The second svara that the Gemara gave is that maybe it's a gzeira mishum ataras chelba. It's simply a gzeira that if we're going to be mad to this, people are going to think that it's a vadai chay. A vadai chay, you're going to eat the chelav. And really, you're not allowed to eat the chelav. So if you do it during the week, you're not going to think it's a vadai chay. But if you're seen doing it on yontif, people are going to think it's a vadai chay. Just one last gemara. Tani Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira taught a brayso. Loi kfi b'vad amru. This halacha that you can't do kisei adam was not only said regarding a kfi, ala filo shacha b'ei mechay v'oiv. If someone shacha b'ei mechay v'oiv, then it's arvu domen zebezen. All the blood got mixed up. Also, l'chatzoyse b'yontif, you're not allowed to do kisei adam b'yontif. So over here, you have a behema chaya v'oif. You have for sure dam chaya and dam oif. It happens to be mixed up with dam behema. And now it's one big taruvas. So you have in it chaya and oif that you're obligated to do kisei adam. But it doesn't matter. The halach is, you're not allowed to go ahead and do the kisei adam. Now the question is, why not? So Rashi says that the reason is, over here, because of tercha. Because at the end of the day, you're also covering the dam of the behema, and that's something that's not a mitzvah, so that's a tircha that's not a mitzvah, and therefore you can't do it. Meaning, even though you're allowed to do the malacha, and could be there was no muktzah problem, you had everything prepared, but there's a new svara of tircha, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. Zok tigmar amr Rabbi Yosi bar Yassinia loishonu elu she'en yochel l'chaseis abit kirach. The only time there's a problem is you can't do the kisu in one shot. Avul yochel achasayis but kirach. If you do it in one shot, mutter, it's going to be mutter. And the reason is because over here there's no extra tircha. Because the same tircha, it's the same swoop that you're doing the kisei adam for the chaya, you're doing for the behem. So the Gemara says pshita, isn't that obvious? Gemara says not so obvious. I would have thought nigzat kirach zatu shtei tkiras. Maybe you shouldn't be able to do it in one. Atu, you may end up doing it in two. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush that you're allowed to do